You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The idea of a bird or wildlife sanctuary isn't new to anyone, but did you know Michigan contains a national marine sanctuary? The Thunder Bay National Marine Sanctuary is one of only 14 national marine sanctuaries operated by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. It's doing important work in preserving and studying a vital part of Michigan history, shipwrecks. With us now, Stephanie Gandula, who's maritime archaeologist at the Thunder Bay National Marine Sanctuary, and Guy Meadows, who's a research professor at Michigan Tech and director of the Great Lakes Research Center. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to have you with us. Stephanie, start by telling us just where is the sanctuary, both on land and on water?
Yes, Thunder Bay National Marine Sanctuary is based in the northwest corner of Lake Huron, so 4,300 square miles, big, big body of water out there, and off the shores of beautiful Alpena, Michigan, so on the northeast side of Michigan there. We call it the Sunrise Side.
Indeed. And this sanctuary, Thunder Bay, is unique from the other 13 in some special ways, isn't it?
For sure. The sanctuary system was established to protect America's special places underwater. There's only two that were designated to protect what we call cultural resources or shipwrecks. The rest of them were designated to protect natural resources like humpback whales, deep sea canyons, coral reefs.
So cultural resources, when we talk shipwrecks, you think the Great Lakes, that's for sure. How many shipwrecks do you feel are in the sanctuary area?
We estimate that there are at least 200 in and around sanctuary waters. We've identified 97 of them. So lots and lots of shipwrecks in this area for sure. We've put eyes on what we call characterized 97 of those wrecks, and there's lots more to be found.
That is actually kind of stunning. I think we all kind of assumed y'all knew where everything was.
Right. Yeah, it is pretty impressive that there's still the mystery out there. Mm. It was such a busy waterway. Well, it truly is still a busy waterway. It's just that what could be hauled in a huge freighter today used to take 200 wooden schooners at the turn of the century. So definitely lots of reported historic life-saving station reports, newspaper reports of ships that are still out there waiting to be found.
Stephanie brings the maritime archaeologist skill set. Guy Meadows, you bring the engineering and science skill set. What is your role in the shipwreck project?
Our role is to try and document these wrecks to archaeological standards. And as Stephanie indicated, there's a whole bunch of wrecks that have yet to be discovered, and we know some of those are going to be in water far deeper than humans can go down and do that archaeological characterization. So we are developing advanced technology using underwater drones, essentially, to do that mapping that humans have typically done with the shallower wrecks. So we need to map those as precisely as we can with the goal of being able to identify those wrecks and classify them and learn what they have to tell us.
So technology is really our friend in 2017 as you're thinking of trying to map and explore something that went down 100 years ago.
Absolutely. So we use advanced sonar systems to do that mapping. It's like giving Lake Huron an ultrasound like you'd see in the hospital, but over much larger scales, and we try to get the same sort of details. Is it a boy? Is it a girl?
What, when you talk about archaeological standards, that's an interesting term. What does that mean, Stephanie? What, when you're mapping something, as Guy referred to archaeological standards?
Well, traditionally, before these technologies that Dr. Meadows is talking about, we would dive down to these sites and actually take a tape measure and slates and materials with which to measure precisely what the site looked like. So when you're talking about archaeological standards, you want to record for future generations the site exactly how it is. So the context is all told there within that story. It's, think of it like maybe a crime scene. Mm. So how the investigators and detectives go and they document exactly how that crime scene looks so they can get the full picture, they can get the full story. And so that's what the archaeological standards are all about.
And Guy, that fresh water must do fabulous things for preserving these shipwrecks.
Oh, it does. We are very fortunate here in the Great Lakes. It's not only the fresh water, but it's the coldness of that water that prevents a lot of decay that you would see on an ocean wreck. So these wrecks that are 200 years old are just in pristine shape, especially those that are in deeper and deeper water. you know, as Stephanie indicated, those depths, those wrecks yet to be found are most likely in the deeper parts. And as we move to the northeast out of off the Alpena Amberley Ridge, Lake Huron gets very, very deep quickly.
Give us an idea, Stephanie, of perhaps some artifact that's been excavated from a wreck where you say, holy cow, look what shape that's in. Who could believe it?
Oh, that's a great question. I could go on and on about that, but a couple of examples I'll give you is one that actually hasn't been excavated. Because of the technology that's out there today, we're able to really leave those sites as is and still bring those stories to the people who don't dive, because it's much easier to leave them where they are. They have been preserved so well for hundreds of years that it's best truly to leave them down there. One site in particular is a wooden schooner sank in a collision in 1854, and it lies in about 180 feet of water, and its wooden masts are still standing upright in the water column 90 feet up. So that's an example of an artifact that is so impressive because of that cold, fresh water, a schooner deep freeze, if you will.
Do you both have moments where you're scientists, archaeological science, Guy, you are a scientist approaching this, but is there a point when you behold a wreck, whether you're looking through a remote camera or perhaps diving and seeing that, is there something where you get a moment where you go, boy, a lot of human history happened at this spot?
Oh, absolutely. Cynthia, going back to your point, when you realize that humans occupied these wrecks, and I mean, it's a humble moment in lots of ways. And then you couple that with the state of preservation of these wrecks in Lake Huron, where they are just as they were on the day they sank, like 1854. It's just really a moment where you stop and take pause and you see the damage to the ship that caused the sinking. And it just really makes you stop and think. And from my point of view, there's nothing better than having to work on shipwrecks.
And Stephanie, as an archaeologist, and that's the whole mission of archaeology, is for us to understand the past. What kind of legacy do you want to leave through the work you're doing at Thunder Bay National Marine Sanctuary?
Oh, well, you know, like I was saying, it is so impressive to see these sites and to see, you know, there'll be many of those shipwrecks that I've dove dozens of times, but I'm still in awe when you're down, you know, 100 feet, the bottom of Lake Huron, and you look up 30 feet up in the water column, and there's the bow of a steel freighter, you know, right there in front of you, and it just never really loses its power, and it's the compelling stories that we know are there. And so I guess for the legacy, to make sure that everybody can experience that. And you don't have to be a diver. You don't have to be an archaeologist. Even though these wrecks, many of them are super deep, there are many that are very, very shallow and that people can go out and see on a glass-bottom boat. They can go out and see them snorkeling or even paddling over. And one of my most rewarding experiences is working with students and taking them out on the glass bottom boat and seeing their expression, seeing their excitement when they get to see a shipwreck with their own eyes.
I can only imagine. If people were to travel to Alpena, do you have a museum or do you have a learning center where people can come and kind of see the work you're doing?
Absolutely. We have the Great Lakes Maritime Heritage Center that's right in downtown Alpena along the Thunder Bay River. That is free and open year-round, 10,000 square feet of maritime exhibits that we really see as a jumping-off point for people to get into their sanctuaries. So they come learn about the shipwrecks, and then they also learn about the different ways they can get out into the water, whether it's, you know, the paddling and the kayaking or the stand-up paddling, snorkeling and diving. And the glass-bottom boat that is operated out of the Heritage Center here is probably the most accessible way for people of all different backgrounds to go out and experience these shipwrecks. In fact, we have over 10,000 people a year go out and experience the shipwrecks aboard the glass-bottom boat. So really important, we feel, that everybody, that these are accessible. That's one of our main missions here, is to not restrict access. We really encourage people to experience these shared cultural resources.
Guy, as a professor and as a researcher, when you think about the fact that in that area, not even half of the shipwrecks have been identified, it sounds like you've got a lifetime's worth of work that you can do in this area.
Well, I sure hope so. But part of our goal, too, is to take these incredibly high-resolution sonar images that we collected about 2 weeks ago now, and to make those available in the museum area so people, everyone can see the deep wrecks. These images approach photographic quality where you're seeing the entire wreck just as it lays on the bottom, and it's really spellbinding, so as I said before, but it's something we'd really like to see more and more of, to be able to bring those deep depths to the view of people on the surface.
Guy Meadows, research professor at Michigan Tech and director of the Great Lakes Research Center, and Stephanie Gondolo, maritime archaeologist at the Thunder Bay National Marine Sanctuary, once again reminding one and all that it is one of only 14 national marine sanctuaries operated by NOAA in the entire country. Thanks to both of you for sharing your work with us.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.